From Hollywood. From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
All right, let's start with this disclaimer.
Immature. The man's immature, you know?
I can't deny it. It's true. From the Mojo Studio on Sunset and Vine. Zip up. And let's get busy with another action-packed adventure. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here's what's on tap on the wrap. We've got a farewell to the king. Are your family jewels safe? I mean, have you checked recently? Today we got a double or nothing music challenge for you. Have you seen the prices of Halloween candy? Don't look, trust me. And the best of Hooters. Yes, those Hooters. Another round of Pet Trauma is on the way. Today we're going to play a round of the Mystery Voice. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including I saw it on the X. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, October 20th. Thanks for starting the week off with us. How was your weekend? I got a lot of errands done, man. I was a workaholic this weekend. I also spent a lot of time working on Rat's Ass Rock TV. I mean, we're up to 150 deep cuts. 150. We left you on Friday with 50. Now we got 150. Thanks to your suggestions, but keep them coming. RatsAssPodcast@gmail.com. God, I love putting this category together because it's full of different types of rock. A lot of lost classics right now, but I can see this category exploding to over 1,000 songs at some point. In fact, I may have to split it into two categories, well-known artists versus maybe lost artists, something like that. And FYI, by the way, we've put together a pretty nice tribute to Ace Frehley, who passed away on Friday, the Axeman from Kiss. It's got documentaries, interviews, songs with Kiss and Ace solo, plus the Kiss reunion show with Ace back in 1996 in New York. It was the first time that Ace and Peter Criss joined the band in many years. We thought that would be kind of fun to put up there, too. Go to ratsasspodcast.com, click on the YouTube icon, and it's on playlists. All right, let's get into the rap today. Did you take part in the No Kings rally over the weekend? I think it was on Saturday, right? Yesterday. It just seemed like it was the come down. That's what everybody was talking about. So it felt like a whole weekend deal to me. But, you know, the number one complaint I heard was from kids screaming, "Hey, where's Grandma and Grandpa?" Most of the attendees looked to be senior citizens to me. And rumor is the Soros family, Alex Soros, who lives here in the States, and his dad's like 95 out of it somewhere in the world, spent $5 billion on this protest. $5 billion. I don't know what the point was to it. I really don't. MSNBC got caught showing a large crowd from a festival in 2017. They tried to pass it off as a No Kings rally crowd. But hey, it's MSNBC. What do you expect? I drove around my bubble on Saturday as I was running errands because I wanted to see if there was any protests going on here. And there really wasn't anything going on. There was like this small gathering of people, maybe 200 or so in Malibu. But most of them were onlookers from what I could tell. Now, here's the protest that we really need. We need a no curmudgeoned protest. I mean, listen to the ages of some of these politicians from both parties. Chuck Grassley, 92. Chuck Schumer, 74. Mitch McConnell, 83. Nancy Pelosi, 85. Maxine Waters, 87. Bernie Sanders, 84. My God, we need some young whippersnappers in their 60s to replace these ancient artifacts. That's, to me, that's the protest we need. You know, protest for age restriction, something like that. But in your 80s, almost 90, oh, Chuck Grassley, 92, please, come on. The end game is, though, we woke up this morning and nothing has changed. Trump is still president. The government is still shut down. And fortunately, Grandma and Grandpa can afford Salisbury steak this week instead of cat food. The big news story today is the jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris, France. Millions of dollars in crown jewels. Some people say it was an inside job. I would think so on this, because the way they got in the back door, the back window, they had to know where things were. But the value of the crown jewels has been estimated at $6 billion, up to $6 billion. Can you imagine? I mean, it was the first heist that was successful at the Louvre since 1911, when thieves got the original Mona Lisa, and they finally, I guess, at some point recovered it. But I'd say somebody was a big fan of the movie Italian Job. Have you seen that movie, by the way? Done early 2000s with Marky Mark. Marky Mark Wahlberg was in that, along with Donald Sutherland. Had an all-star cast. It was a great movie. Last week, my producer Fleabag challenged me to a TikTok music quiz for $100, and I aced it. Today, he thinks he's found one that will stump me. Now, to be upfront, I really hate doing these. I really do, because I feel like I'm showing off. I programmed radio stations for more than 3 decades in every format known to mankind, and I wish I would have applied my noggin to something more significant, but the fact is, I'm a musicologist. You cannot stump me. You can't do it. The TV show Shazam refused to let me participate. Tried out, and they said, uh-uh. You're not going to come on here and steal our money, because I would have. I would have banked a lot of dough off of that show. I would have made Jamie Foxx my bitch that day if I would have showed up and played on that show. But again, I would have looked at him and said, hey, motherfucker Jones is hosting this show. What do you know about that? But today is double or nothing. Double or nothing. I didn't take Fleabag's money last week, but today I am. $200 buys a lot of Halloween candy, and I'll explain why coming up. But are you sure you want to do this, Fleabag? Are you absolutely 100% sure you want to go down this route? It's $200, and I am going to take your money this time. All right, you want to do it? Bring it on. I am sitting here ready, willing, and able.
60s music trivia. How many 60s. Can you get right?
All of them.
What was the very first single released by the Beatles?
Oh, golly. Oh, God. How about Love Me Do?
Love Me Do.
Mm-hmm.
Piece Which band created the rock classic I Can't Get No Satisfaction?
Oh, Tuffy. Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Complete this Marvin Gaye song title. I heard it.
Oh, God. I heard it through the grapevine.
Through the grapevine.
3 for 3.
Who took the charts by storm in 1965 with It's Not Unusual?
It's Not Unusual. Tommy Jones. Tom Jones. Mm-hmm.
Which group had a hit with Doo Wah Diddy Diddy?
Manfred Mann. That's 5 for 5.
Manfred Mann.
You sweating, Fleabag? Are you sweating?
Which female singer had a huge hit with Respect in 1967?
That's Aretha Franklin, not Uretha, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Which legendary singer is famous for the classic What a Wonderful World?
Not Neil Armstrong, it's Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
7 for 7, Fleabag.
What hit song made Chubby Checker famous?
The Twist. Get your checkbook ready, Fleabag. Get it ready.
The Twist.
Are you grooving with these 60s hits?
Ooh,
comment
I
your
am.
Score and follow me for more fun trivia.
Fleabag's not.
Which artist was nicknamed the Godfather of Soul?
Hi! James Brown.
James Brown. Which Motown group stole hearts in 1964 with the soulful hit My Girl?
Last one, Fleabag. The Temptations.
The Temptations.
$200, buddy. Get your checkbook out. I'm taking the money this time. Oh, yeah. You're not getting off on this one. 200 big ones. Let's go. Oh, you forgot your checkbook. Is that what you're saying to me? You don't have it? You're waving your arms. You don't have your checkbook? Fine. Bring it Thursday. You know, I'm not going to break your legs yet. Have you seen the price of Halloween candy, by the way? I went to Target on Saturday. It was going for almost $25 for a variety bag of candy. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? You know, I'd wait till after Halloween. I mean, it's going to be like, what, $5 a bag then? They had like 4 aisles of candy, just stacked with candy. Nobody's buying. Nobody's buying this stuff. I mean, kids don't go door-to-door trick-or-treating anymore anyway. I haven't had a trick-or-treater in 7 years, for crying out loud. So I don't even bother to buy candy. Because if I did, I would eat it. And as a type 2 diabetic, not a good idea. I think you would agree with that. But just in case, I do go to the bank and get some singles, some ones. Because if they do show up, I'll give them $1 in their bag and say, hey, it's from Beetlejuice. And they go, oh, Beetlejuice. Oh, he gave me $1. They don't know. They have no idea. But God, when I did eat candy, oh my God, Reese Cups, gummy bears, and Kit Kats, oh my. Even those little sweet tarts were pretty good. Now, I will say people in my neighborhood go nuts with the Halloween decorations. One guy has a 10-foot Jack Skellington, an Oogie Boogie. I don't know which one I like better, but they both light up at night and move and do all these dances and stuff like that. Maybe Oogie Boogie, because I just like saying Oogie Boogie. But you know what? The guy who owns the house, I guarantee you, he's going to wake up on Halloween morning, look out the window and go,
son of a bitch, shit.
Because they're going to be gone. Nobody's going to pack them up and leave with them. All right, as you know, I'm a big fan of Hooters. Not for the girls, but the food. They make some damn good food here. Their chicken wings are fabulous. Their burgers are, oh, they're so good. And I admit, it doesn't hurt to have a pretty lady bring it to your table. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to BS you on that one. But here are three facts you probably didn't know or maybe forgot about Hooters. In the late 80s, before the Hooters girls started doing those annual calendars that went out that everybody gobbled up, they had their own late-night TV show called the Hooters Night Owl Theater. Do you remember this? It was kind of like an Elvira kind of thing. Remember Elvira? What was she? Mistress of the Dark, I think it was. They did that kind of thing. But they introduced more like Ronchcoms and stuff like that, like Porkies. In the 90s, Hooters had their very own arena football team called the Miami Hooters. I forgot about this. I don't recall that. But I can see why it didn't work. Men running around with Hooters on the front? Nah, doesn't really do it for me. That's probably why. And in the early 2Ks, Hooters had their very own airline. Do you remember this? Did you ever fly it to Vegas? They had their own hotel and casino. That's when they were really cooking at Hooters. I went there, I think 2012 was the last time I was at Hooters in Vegas, but that place had turned into an armpit, to be quite honest with you. But guess who screwed it up for all of us guys why Hooters is now heading towards bankruptcy? Any idea who got their hooks into Hooters? Yeah, it's the chunky tattooed white liberal women with blue hair with bones in their noses.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Brace yourself, here comes the Mac Daddy of sports.
Yes, I'm your Magnus.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
All right, there will be a Game 7 in the American League Championship Series tonight between Seattle and Toronto after the Blue Jays got the best of Seattle last night. The winner will play Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers. How about that Denver-New York Giant game yesterday? The Broncos scored 31 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Giants. How about that flight from Denver to New York for the Giants? Oh, my God, 31 points in the fourth quarter. A lot of good games on Sunday. Maybe a biggest surprise, Dallas putting up 44 on Washington was a surprise. Got a couple of good Monday night games tonight. Tampa Bay is at Detroit, and Houston plays at Seattle. The college rankings got a major shuffle after the University of Miami and Ole Miss lost, dropping out of the top five. The NCAA poll voters, though, it just seemed like they couldn't wait for those two teams to lose so they could get Alabama and Georgia back into the top five, and that's what happened. Ohio State is number one, Indiana number two, Texas A&M checks in at number three, Alabama fourth, and Georgia is fifth. The 2025 NBA season gets underway on Tuesday, two games on tap. The Lakers will host Golden State. Houston tips it off with the defending NBA champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. Can't wait to get the NBA cooking tomorrow. All right, checking into the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Let's see here. Let's take this one. Raymond Farley, Laughlin, Nevada. Now, are you ready to move off Geno Smith? Yeah, Kansas City shut him out yesterday. Yeah, that was horrible. Horrible. No, I'm not ready to move off Geno Smith yet. He's got nobody to throw to. He's got Trey Tucker and Ashton Jeanty. Kansas City keyed on both of those guys and shut him down. It's not all his fault on this deal, okay? Everybody wants to blame the quarterback, but he has nobody to throw to. Jacoby Myers, I thought he was going to have a bang-up year this year. I thought he was going to become a wide receiver one. But he's disappeared, man. I think he's playing not to get hurt so that he can go sign somewhere else. I hope at the trade deadline that the Raiders go out and get Tyler Lockett. Granted, he's 33, but this guy and Geno in Seattle were lights out. Tyler does not drop balls either. We're not going to have tipped interceptions with Tyler Lockett, but I mean, that's just my wish list. All right, Jennifer Lord, Riverside, California, said, did the Lakers really waive Bronny James? No, there were rumors all over the internet, all over social media over the weekend about this, and that's a false rumor. He's still with the Lakers. All right, that is sports for you right now on The Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All righty, let's get into some head trauma. Who wants to play the mystery voice? Actually, have no choice. That's what we're doing right here, right now. Listen close and tell me who you think this famous celebrity is.
If I can make Biden funny to everybody, then I am where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Got your interest. Let's play it for you one more time.
If I can make Biden funny to everybody, then I am where I want to be.
All right, take a while, think about it. I'll have the answer for you coming up on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Oh, yes. Let's see what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast X feed. With I Saw It on the X, I Need a Thrill posted this one. Yes, I Need a Thrill. Best Kevin Costner movie, but it can't be Bull Durham. Best Kevin Costner movie, but it cannot be Bull Durham. All right, Dandy Randy said The Big Chill. Funny. Costner was in the movie, but he played the corpse. The only time you saw him was at the beginning of the movie, laid out in the casket. That was it. So a nice attempt at humor there, though, Dandy Randy. Melania's Shadow said The Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is a good movie, nice fantasy movie about baseball, but I kind of like Bull Durham better than Field of Dreams, and For the Love of the Game, we're really good. Kirk Smirk, obviously a golfer. You like 10 Cup best. I haven't seen that one. Don't recall that movie. I was kind of shocked nobody said Mr. Brooks. I looked probably 50 answers on this, and Mr. Brooks did not come up with William Hurt, Demi Moore, and Dane Cook. It was done like, 2007, something like that. If you haven't seen it, I don't want to ruin it for you, so I'll just give you a couple of highlights. Okay, Kevin Costner plays Mr. Brooks, and he's a very well-respected businessman in the community, but it's a cover because he has a thirst for the kill. William Hurt plays like his shadow, okay, kind of like Dexter, how his dad shows up and talks to him, but he's real devious. He's the one that talks Kevin Costner into killing people. Oh, it's really good. Then Demi Moore plays a detective. Dane Cook sees him commit a murder and tries to blackmail him, but not for money. He wants to go on a kill with Mr. Brooks. Now, the all-time showstopper, what made this movie great for me, because you never saw it coming, is that Mr. Brooks is a killer, but guess what he owns? Guess what he owns? A graveyard to bury his kill. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's a great movie. You got to check it out. There's a lot of things you don't see coming that I didn't tell you about, but it's really, really good. The movie, again, is called Mr. Brooks, Kevin Costner.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, I'm going to say it. God bless Taylor Swift. She donated $100,000 to a 2-year-old girl fighting cancer who loves to dance to her music. Apparently, Taylor saw this little girl dancing on Instagram to her songs, and it just moved her. Now, what didn't move me, I started looking at the comments. All I'm going to say is a lot of people had a lot of negative crap to say about this. But the fact is, Taylor didn't have to do it, but she did. So shake it off and give her some props on this one. And let's hope the donation leads to a healthy 2-year-old little girl who seems to be the apple of her mother's eye. So I'm going to give her props on that one. Kind of hard to talk bad about Taylor Swift today, guys. It really is. Sylvester Stallone's wife, Jennifer Flavin, has a theory as to why so many Hollywood stars have trans kids. Paraphrasing, Jennifer basically said that she thinks stars treat their kids like accessories and not little human beings who need structure. And I thought about this and said, you know what? Sly and Jennifer have 3 lovely, hot daughters who seem to be pretty well-adjusted, so maybe she's onto something here. Kim Kardashian is getting beat up in the press by the media. TMZ especially, for wearing a see-through mask that covered her entire head at the Academy Museum Gala over the weekend. One event goer said, I know that you can. You can hide, but I know that ass anywhere. In response to Kevin Federline's new memoir, where he thrashes Britney Spears for being a bad mother, Spears is saying that the book is full of sensationalism and accused him of being a money-hungry, money-grabbing, hungry little prick. Now, Brittany also pointed out that Kevin received $40,000 a month in child support for their 2 sons growing up, while only being married for just over 2 years. Now, using California math, that's a little bit over, I don't know, I would say probably $7.5 million.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and I'm not being paid to say this, but Britney Spears has now been single for 241 days.
Oh, get it, rat's ass.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. Jamie G. from Vermilion, South Dakota said, you know you'll become more famous if you add a video cast to your podcast, right? Yeah, but I don't do this to become famous, Jamie, to be honest with you. I do it because I just like radio. I like the process of just talking about the hot topics of the day kind of thing. You know, I had a taste of fame doing radio in Phoenix and doing mornings in Anaheim and Los Angeles, and I'm still very reclusive because of it. Because I don't care what anybody says. Fame, regardless of what level you achieve it at, it smothers you. It really does. So thanks, but no thanks. What's the old pirate saying? Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's podcasting life for me. For now. Rivers K, Lubbock, Texas, said, give me your honest assessment of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Oh, God, look. You know what? If Hollywood needs another Fred Flintstone for a movie, they got their man. I also find it kind of interesting, though. His initials are J.B.P. J.B.P. Backwards, they are PB&J. You know what I'm thinking here, right? Yeah, peanut butter and jelly man.
What the hell kind of joke's that?
All right, Jake B., Fort Collins, Colorado, said, I just accepted a job as a programmer in radio, programming a radio station in Florida. Congratulations, Jake. Good for you. What advice do you have for a first-time program director? Oh, golly. Okay, well, I would say first thing is, if you're new at this game, don't be a know-it-all. Take time to listen to your staff, and I mean really listen. You have, you know, one mouth, two ears. Do twice as much listening as you do talking. I think the number one question you can ask each of your staff member going in is, how do you see us working together? Let people tell you how they like to work. It's much easier for you to adjust everybody instead of having everybody try to do it your way. Okay, so just ask that question. I think it opens up a lot of doors for you as a manager. The other thing I would recommend is, you know, you want to do something strategically out of the gate. So you want to create a SWOT plan so you can develop a plan of action from it. Okay, SWOT plan is nothing more than strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats within the station and within the market. Okay, you want to utilize everybody in the station to do this. That way, everybody has their hand in it. So it kind of leads to getting everybody thinking strategically on the same page. If you want help with it, I'm happy to help you. You're a new programmer, first time starting out. I'll donate my time for that. But the best advice I could give any programmer is to simply find out what your audience wants and give it to them. Okay, don't try to feel like you have to do it yourself. You do all the thinking. I'm going to educate you on my way of doing this. It doesn't work. Every time it fails, like socialism. It fails every single time. Whereas you do it the other way and you just go out and ask people, you know, what do you think about the station? What kind of music do you like? Are we playing the right music? Are we not playing the right music? Do some focus groups. Get to know your audience, okay? But good luck to you. Reach out if you need help. Cameron Z, Park City, Utah, said, do you like horror films? And if so, which ones? Not really, Cameron. I'm not a big horror film fanatic. I've seen a lot of them, but not one has scared me yet. Most of them turn out to just be really bad comedies, but, you know, that's just me. I know some people love this genre of movies. All right, Fleabag did a note here, dating dilemma. All right, Jonathan O. from Durham, North Carolina said, I've been dating a girl for 6 months and she's refusing to have sex. Doesn't want to have the hot, lovely relations because she wants to wait until marriage. Should I continue to date her or move on? Oh, God, she must be a Catholic girl then. First of all, you have to respect your wishes. That's number one. But I know you're probably feeling like you've invested 6 months and you want the payoff. I've been down this road before. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan, hindsight being 2020, I'd say move on. Because, you know, 6 months turns into a year into two into three, and you still don't get the payoff. And you end up breaking up anyway. It's just not meant to be. You have to accept that unless you're willing to wait it out. All right, here and again, get married, for crying out loud. Is that in your plan? All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email, telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. All right, Cash McFarland of Yakima, Washington said, what he likes is, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and there is no other podcast like this one that covers so much stuff in a short period of time in a humorous way. Well, I'm glad you look at it that way. We like to think it's got a little humor to it. What he hates is, says, oh God, I'm not hearing about as many threesomes as I used to. What's up with that? Well, we're not getting a lot of this relation stuff that we used to. I mean, we just did a dating dilemma, but it seems like more and more people tend to want to talk about various things. You know, the podcast is a little over a year old, and You know, it's kind of growing up a little bit, I think. All right, but that's the reason. If you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. The more outrageous and salacious, the better.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
Did I just say better? Do you have any idea who the identity is of the mystery voice? Listen to it again real close.
If I can make Biden funny to everybody, then I am where I want to be.
All right, if you guessed Dana Carvey.
Yeah, baby.
Correctamundo. But if you missed it, go see a doctor about your head trauma and get well soon. All right, you know, this is the part where I say I gotta split. Later today, I'm showing a guy how to shrink a stretch limo down so he can fit fewer passengers. Don't question it. It's California. You know what I'm saying? All right, but you do have one more thing coming your way from me. According to scientists, the smell of a newborn baby excites women in the same way drugs excites a junkie about ready to get a fix. There's an idea right there for a new Christmas cologne for men.
That explains why you always smell like a newborn baby's butt.
That might be the fastest I've had to put a muzzle on her. And for the record, that's my new night sweat cologne that you're smelling, Alexa.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
That's right.
You had it right the first time, numb nuts.
How did you get loose?
Why don't you ask your buddy Fleabag?
Fleabag, do you and I need to go outside and have a little bit of a talk here? She's blaming it on you. Okay, welcome to Rat Nation, now with 569 members. Terry Hughes of Manchester, Vermont. Sal Graziano of Tallahassee, Florida. Melinda Ashcraft of Lawton, Oklahoma. And Des Whitehead of Prescott, Arizona. And around the world to listeners in Adelaide, Australia, Toulon, France, Jakarta, Indonesia, and Djibouti, Nigeria.
That's pronounced Nigeria Bonehead.
Uh-oh. We got a moron here. Is that it?
It appears so.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
It appears so.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go back and check out Rat's Ass Podcast. Well, I remind you, to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience, you can listen to podcasts, rock out to Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog, it's loaded with hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify, and connect with us on the socials, too. We'll do this again on Thursday, October 23rd. Take care of each other, and thanks for dropping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.